ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Well, the Patriots are certainly set up to not only stake their claim maybe to win the AFC East, but who knows where they could even play and finish in the upper hierarchy of the AFC. Their schedule coming up. They got the Browns at home. They got the Falcons at home. They go to Tampa, but then they have the Jets at home, and then they go to the Bengals, and then they got the Giants at home. So yeah, a lot of losing teams there and a chance for them to pad that win-loss record. Bouncing around some more games, let's get to as many games as we can. How about the performance of the 49ers last night? This was a game where the odds makers really kind of had a pick-em game, maybe even Atlanta as a favorite, as an acknowledgement of all the injuries that San Francisco is going through. But, man, you mentioned Mac Jones. The guy has been an absolute lifesaver for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, when we saw the Broncos here in 2015 win a Super Bowl, when Peyton Manning was not at his best and Brock Osweiler came in and really kept that ship steady and allowed them to be in a position to go out and win the Super Bowl, I can't help but get some of the same vibes here with what I'm watching with Mac Jones in San Francisco.
What would Mac Jones' career look like? Oh. Had that been the guy that the 49ers took right off the bat? Like, where would he be? Yeah, where would he be right now? You know, the rumors were that some in the organization like Trey Lance, others in the organization like Mac Jones. And I don't know who liked who. I don't know. You know, I don't really know the inside information. I have heard that Kyle Shanahan liked Mac Jones. And anyhow, I just wonder what his career could have been like had he been the guy that they ended up taking as opposed to Trey Lance, and where would, you know, you think about the 6 degrees of separation or just how things operate, you know, where would Brock Purdy be right now?
Right.
Like, I mean, it just is really interesting how things go, but I tell you what, it does show you the importance regardless. We'll never know, right? Because we can't go back in time, but it does show you the importance of having a competent backup quarterback who can operate a system that is identical to the one you run, or operate the system that you run, as opposed to, hey, we've got this really good backup quarterback, but all he can do is run, so we have to change our offense. Or, hey, our starting quarterback is a dropback guy, but our backup quarterback is a runaround quarterback, so we have to change what we do on offense. Hey, all you other 10 guys on offense, you're going to have to learn a new system when the backup comes in. And so it always blows me away how flippant we are when it comes to, hey, do we really need a guy that can really operate a backup spot? I mean, look at the Indianapolis Colts right now. They're probably, behind Kansas City, maybe the next best team in the AFC.
Yep.
And, you know, they went out and got Daniel Jones as the potential backup, but obviously he, cream rises to the top, came right to the top of that thing and took over that starting quarterback job. But just amazing. It's just amazing, like, how important that position is, and we really don't pay that much attention to it.
Well, great stuff from the NFL weekend, and hope you enjoyed it. But for those of you who are a Carolina Panther or New York Jet fan, look for our Leftover podcast where Mark talks about the game that he called.
Yeah.
And maybe these Panthers starting to figure some stuff out.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.